This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Our ongoing series, Curious Seabus, asks listeners what they want to know about Columbus. WOSU fellow Deepti Hossain has been exploring one of those questions, and she joins me now. Hey, Deepti.
Hey, Claire.
So what question were you looking into?
What is the history of Old Beachwold, and was there once a zoo? Question asker Haley Vest used to live in Clintonville, and while she was walking her dog one day, she crossed the street and noticed a particular neighborhood that really stood out to her.
The homes in Old Beachwold just have a lot of charm and a sense of history that really no other neighborhood in that area has.
So other than those fancy homes, what sets this neighborhood apart?
If you happen to be driving through Clintonville, you might almost miss Old Beachwold because it's so hidden away in Morse Road. But that's on purpose. That's by design. A realtor named Charles H. Johnson wanted to make this community separate from the city. He wanted it to be incorporated into nature. And I talked to Mary Rogers, the president of Clintonville Historical Association, about this.
Beachwold is an absolutely lovely example of, you know, Charles Johnson's approach to, you know, building homes within this more natural environment.
He started selling the lots in the 1920s, so that really explains why we see Tudor and colonial revival architecture in the homes today in Beachwold. Rogers says Johnson wanted it to feel like a sanctuary of some kind.
You weren't intended to come and work in Beachwold. You were meant to relax and really just be a part of nature when choosing Beachwold as your home.
But the whole natural aspect isn't really the most unique part of Beachwold's history.
Right. So it's hard to really see it now or envision it now, but there was once a zoo in Old Beachwold. Before Charles H. Johnson even set up his natural-looking suburbia, Rogers says the Columbus Zoological Association owned a part of that land in the early 1900s.
This would have been the first official zoo of Columbus, a place where people could come and see animals and other exhibitions. And it was a new and growing concept. And so this is the first formal attempt at a zoo. And it would have been there in what we now see as Old Beachwold.
So what types of animals did that zoo have?
Honestly, nothing too impressive compared to today. So they had rattlesnakes, white-tailed deer, and elk. There may have also been a tiger, but that's speculation. Records aren't entirely clear on that. Other than that, it was like a precursor to amusement parks. So something like Cedar Point today, they had a merry-go-round, a basic roller coaster, boating, and baseball.
So how successful was that zoo, given the lack of exotic animals by today's standards?
It was far away, so the zoo struggled to attract visitors. They tried to buy a major attraction from the 1904 World's Fair. It's called Creation, and it was supposed to be this massive interactive exhibit. It was supposed to show you how the world came about. You were on a boat with swans and choir singing, but it never worked out. They couldn't put it together in time, and the zoo was pretty much out of business within 4 years.
Kind of a sad end to that story.
Yeah, but luckily and on the bright side, we still have some remnants of the zoo in Old Beachwold today. And people like Rogers say that without this history, you know, they can't imagine the neighborhood without it.
Lots of people don't realize that not only is it a treasure, but there was a treasure there before it even existed.
Well, Deepti Hossain, thank you so much for talking with me today.
No problem.
Deepti Hossain is a fellow at WOSU. She was looking into one of our Curious Seabus questions, which was, what is the history of Old Beachwold? If you have a question about Columbus, we want to hear it. Go online, wosu.org/curious.